This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver officials say at least 100 migrants showed up without warning to a homeless shelter this week. The city's shelter system is not set up to help people who recently crossed into the country, so there weren't enough beds for the large group. Denver's Office of Emergency Management quickly put cots in a city rec center to give the migrants somewhere to sleep. They're working to find out where these people came from. A core group of Democratic senators and congressmembers are pushing to include an expanded child tax credit in any end-of-year tax deal. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett and others won't agree to extend other tax cuts if the child tax credit is not included. Bennett says if Congress can work late into the night for tax cuts for corporations and wealthy people, they can also do it for his signature initiative, the expanded child tax credit.
And what we're saying this time is before we go home, we should pass the biggest tax cut for working people in American history. That's what we need to do.
A deal on any end-of-year package hinges on whether Congress can pass a government funding bill, which is still an open question. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Denver startup company has received new funding to develop lasers to detect emissions from oil and gas operations. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
LongPath Technologies spun out of the University of Colorado Boulder in 2017. It's been working on new lasers capable of identifying different gases from up to a mile away. That could help oil and gas companies catch methane leaks and stop the release of a potent climate warming gas. The new $25 million round of funding comes from private equity firms. LongPath says it'll use the money to further develop oil and gas monitoring tools. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.